Reza Hashem, we're learning Maral in Perek Tes, Shir number 25, where he's going to be discussing now that it's b'maisim, the actions that purify the person. Actions meaning the mitzvahs. And it's not enough, if I can use that expression that people say, that Hashem knows I'm a good person. That doesn't count. But yes, Hashem loves you, yes. But Hashem says also, you have to do the Tariq mitzvahs. I just saw something this morning by the Rekeach, so I'll share it with you. The word ha-emes, the truth, if you spell out the letters, hey, aleph, mem, sof, aleph, hey is hey, aleph, mem, you spell it mem, mem, you spell it all out. Is the gematria? 613, taryag. Ha-emes, what is the emes? The emes are 613 mitzvahs. The Torah is the emes. Ha-emes. So it's the mitzvahs that are mezachich, that's what the Maral has been telling us, purifies the person. Das, this is very clear, without any doubt, to every person who has das, ki ha-nefesh ha-zois shim in Hashem Yisbarach. This nefesh, that is from Hashem, tzarich la-shiva al-Hashem Yisbarach, asher nisono. You have to give it back to Hashem, who gave it to us. Like we say in L'kai Neshomash Nesatibi, Tahirihi, Ata Varoso, Ata Yitzarto, Ata Nafachtibi, Ata Hashem Rekirbi, Ata Osi Litlomi Meni, Ula Achazir Bi Losi Lova. Right? Hashem gave us the Neshomah. He's going to take it, give it back to us. We have to give this Neshomah back to Hashem. It's like we have the same way Hashem gives us a Neshomah, and at night when we go to sleep, Hashem is refining it and cleaning it and guarding it and giving it back to us in the morning. Hashem says, when you are here in this world, guard it properly, take care of it properly, and make sure you return to me the way I gave it to you. The offer will go back to the land like it came from. Just like we know, because Baruch Hu created Adam from all four corners of the earth. V'haruach toshuv elokim, and the ruach will go back to Hashem, referring to the neshama, the nefesh of the person. The davar zeh einakim v'tahayro mipchisus achomri. How is it that the nefesh will go back to Hashem in a pure state, mipchisus achomri, separated from this physical shmutz? U'mitzarif mezachich nafshe min achomri. And through the mitzvahs, the person refines and purifies himself from the physicality. And that is done through the actions, the mitzvahs, that Hashem, with His chachma, that's once again these words of Seder HaSichli of Hashem. V'heim zikuch nafshoi. And the mitzvahs purify the person, and they bring the person to Hashem. They bring a person closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the point where the person is clinging to Hashem. Now he's talking about how a person who doesn't just do the mitzvah once in a while, but he does the mitzvahs besmidus, with diligence, the regulus, on a regular basis. That's what brings the connection to Hashem. And it's just like that anything physical world as well. It's not just a one-time thing. When you drive a car somewhere and you never went to that location before, and then you drove there a second time, third time, eventually you turn off the GPS. It's just confusing you. You don't want to hear the GPS. You know how to get to your house now. It's the same thing here as well with the relationship with Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, I'm giving you a GPS. I'm giving the coordinates how to come close to me, how to come home. Because the nefesh, the neshama, is a piece from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yipach ba'ap of nishmas chayim. Hashem blew inside of us, that's nishmas chayim. So when we do the mitzvahs on a regular basis, That's how we create and we build this relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. B'chol ha'dvar ma'atoivim k'may ha'tztoko v'la'as es mishpat. And all those mitzvahs, like giving tztoko and doing mishpat, justice, d'arizeh ein tzarech lefarish. Ki al yodam hu zoiche el ha'tzloch ha'achreinu. It says, yes, it's obvious. Through those types of mitzvahs, there's no question. A person will come to the ultimate success. That ultimate success, as he's been discussing, is that relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not the reward. We're not doing the mitzvahs for the reward. The reward is going to come. The ultimate hatzlacha through the mitzvahs is the connection, is the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's important for people to know that. Like, what is the goal? Sometimes people think, well, the goal is Olam Haba. So how do I get to Olam Haba? I have to do my mitzvah, so I get my reward. No. The ultimate goal is the relationship between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The reward is going to come. But that's, as the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, that's not why we do the mitzvah. V'zeki b'devarim ha'ahim yesh lo hismadus v'hisyachsus el Hashem Yisbarach. Ma'ashe'elu ha'dvarim heim darach Hashem Yisbarach shehu oyseh chesed ha'mishpat v'tztaka ba'aretz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does chesed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives tztaka. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does mishpat bo'aretz. When we do that, when we follow in the ways of Hashem, v'halachta b'drachav, and go in the ways of Hashem, that's how we connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, as he told us in the previous parak, whether we understand how it's working or not, it's irrelevant. It's happening. The same way, how many of us understand how the medicine or the Tylenol or Advil, whatever it might be that person is taking, how that exactly works. But what do we know? We know that the doctor said, take this medicine and end the conversation. You went to me because you have an issue. And he's saying, take this medicine. And you know what? If you take the similar looking type of medicine, it's the same white looking little pill, but it's a different pill. And it's all looking the same. I'll do it my way. It's not going to work. In fact, it's going to cause problems. That's in the physical sense. And it's the same way by the spiritual sense as well. And that's why we have to do the mitzvahs. We spend so much time in Mishnah Berurah here learning how to do the mitzvahs properly. How to cross the T's and not the I's to make sure we're not missing out on any nekuda, any point. And that's exactly what the Maharal is teaching us over here. This type of limud, of this machshava, I'll put a slash musar, because it should come to an action, should arouse people to do the mitzvahs better. This specific limud, because the Maharal is telling us it's not enough in the machshava mindset to be a good Jew and think, okay, I love you Hashem, Hashem loves me, and I'll do what I want. That's not enough. You have to follow the direction that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to follow. And that's the mitzvahs. And this relationship is clinging to Hashem. You should go after HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ask the Gemara in Soita, Daf Yudalet, is it possible to cling to the Shechina? Is it possible to cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Elo, Haloich Acher Midosav, go after the Midos of Hashem, follow the attributes of Hashem. Mahurachum Avatorachum. Hashem is compassionate, you be compassionate. Hashem is caring, you be caring. Hashem is merciful, you be merciful. Harek is Damus Elov Bemaisim. Mashesha Nikra Halicha Acharov. When a person is trying to follow and emulate Hashem, that's called halicha acharav, going after the ways of Hashem. V'halicha acharav hu dovuk bo yizbarach. When the person is following the ways of Hashem, that's how he is dovuk bo yizbarach. You see what he just did here? He just started out with the mitzvahs themselves. The mitzvahs are the recipe, are the instructions, are the GPS of how to get close to Hashem. He told us that the Gemara tells us, "Acher Hashem lekeichem telchu." You should go after Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So the Gemara asks, "How do you cling to Hashem?" Eish oichlohu. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is fire. And the answer is, follow in the midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the midos of Hashem, in the ways of Hashem. Hareka, he is damus. Eilav b'maisim ma'ashe'asha nikra halicha acharav. In action, when you do things in action, the same way HaKadosh Baruch Hu, every single second of the of seconds of life, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing chesed. What's chesed? What's chesed? Chesed is, it's not deserved. It doesn't have to be done. Emes is, it's appropriate. For example, you open the door for me. I see you carrying a few boxes. You open the door for me. The next time I see you carrying boxes and I come to open the door for you, that's called emes. It's not Peter Groh. That's called emes. Why? Because you open the door for me. It's only emes. It's only it's yashar. It's only appropriate for me to open the door back for you. The next time I do something for you, that's called chesed now. Now, it's not like we're taking down a calendar and writing down, okay, Yaakov, he did one thing for me. Okay, I have one thing back. Reuven, once. But just understand here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need us. The mere fact that we have our lives, we have this world, we have everything, it's all chesed. So you'll say, well, you know, I learn Torah, I do mitzvahs. That's very nice. You're a tzaddik. That's beautiful. Hashem didn't have to create you. Hashem didn't have to create anybody. That's all chesed. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu does chesed. So we have to do chesed. When we do chesed, we cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We come close to Hashem. Says the Maral, there is no doubt. There is no doubt that when a person follows in the ways of Hashem, he creates a relationship with Hashem. And he says, just look at the world. When you see similar things to that, which it comes from the Av to the Ben, in the whole entire world, by definition, there's a Chibur. Someone says, oh, you look just like your father. What does that create? That's a Chibur. That's a relation, that's a connection. People go to different yeshivas, and they have a connection, a shaychus to that yeshiva. They follow certain minhagim, or they do certain things from the yeshiva that they learn from their rebbeim and the hanhaga of the yeshiva. That creates that relationship. It creates the relationship. But a person, let's say he does something differently, not what that yeshiva does. So that specific, in that specific point, he's not connected in that point, to that yeshiva, to that point. I'm not saying he's doing anything wrong, but he's doing something different. He's not mechuber in that aspect. And that's exactly what the Maharal is teaching us over here. V'advar ma'asher heim, hafeichim, zeh lezeh, iyev sheshim su yachad, v'davar zeh ein sarach raya. But that which is the opposite, meaning not doing the mitzvahs, says, there's no question, we don't have to bring proofs to this, says the Maral, that it's not going to bring a relationship to Hashem. We're here for a relationship with Hashem. So how do you create that relationship? Through the Torah mitzvahs. Now, it's possible a person can be learning. I'm learning Yom V'Layla. And not learning properly, and not have that relationship with Hashem. Rachman Lotzlan, it's possible. The same way, it's possible a person could be in the car, driving to a destination to get to his place, driving for hours and hours, and going the wrong direction. He doesn't get there. A person has to make sure he's doing things properly. Now, he discusses here in this paragraph how the Averos create a richuk, a distance, a separation from Hashem. V'kumoy kein ha-gezel v'ak-nevo v'aretzicho v'arayus v'ein safek shumei v'ha-oynish ha-nitzchi mitzar hazeh Shekol Eilu Heim Rechoikim Rechukim Umetuovim Be'enei Hashem Yisbarach. He says there's no question. Of course, the opposite that we just discussed of the mitzvahs, meaning the averus, a person who steals, a person who rachmanas litzlan, he kills, is involved with arayas. Besides the punishment for the person if he doesn't do tshuva, he has just created avoneseichem. This aver, the Lashon Rambam says the averus avoneseichem hevdilu, create a mesach, a mechitza, a separation. Person should think for a second when he does averus, what's taking place is that averus is building a wall between him and Hashem. Avoneseichem hevdilu, the averus separate between us and Hashem. The same way mitzvahs create the chibur, the averus create a richuk, a distance. Shehu yizbarach etzem hayosher v'chol elu shehim gezel gneva haratzicha hu ha'avlo asher hu metuav be'eni Hashem yizbarach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is yosher, is the MS, complete perfection. 100%. Anything what's in the category of what's called avera is a deviation from the yosher, is a deviation from the proper path. And therefore it's despised by Hashem. That's why Hashem says don't do it. Loi sa'aseh, don't do this. Loi sigzo, don't steal. Loi sigma, right? Don't steal. Bimkein, ain't safik. Ki ha-maisem ha-eilu mevim ha-archoka min Hashem Yisbarach. And there's no doubt, there's no question. That's how life works. A person creates a lack of relationship with Hashem by doing averus, and not by doing a lack of mitzvahs. There's lois aseh and there's aseh. We have to do both. We have to make sure we fulfill the lois aseh, which means we don't transgress. And at the same time, we have to do the aseh. We put on the tefillin. We put on tzitzis. We make our brachas. V'chein harayis shusnus v'inyan chomri v'ein legedek kedusha. Who rochuk min Hashem Yisbarach Hashem who kodosh betachlis hakedusha. Lakach roi elov hachrisa v'apirud min Yisbarach. And that's why, in regards to discussing arayas, immorality, is a connection to chomrius, to the physicality. That's what arayas. Arayas says the person is more dovuk, clinging, connected to the physicality, which is the opposite of kedusha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kodesh. Tachlis HaKadusha. V'lekach roi elov hachrisa. That's why it's appropriate, the krisa, the separation. What's karis? Karis is separation. The person himself created the krisa. Karis. He created the karis. Why? By his richuk, his distancing himself from Hashem by doing that avera. You see how everything is, it's not like, you know, like, oh, that doesn't make any sense. Everything's a puzzle that fits together. A puzzle means we don't understand how the pieces fit. Now with the Maharal's explanation, we see how the world all fits together. You know, if someone would ask me, how do you understand the Maharal's approach? The Maharal takes the world in a gazillion puzzle jigsaw piece, you know, and it's thrown up in the air, and he's putting it all together. And the more Maharal you see, the more you see how this beautiful world HaKadosh Baruch Hu created all fits together. But before you see the Maharal, you wonder, well, how does that make sense? How does this make sense? You're right, we don't understand. We have to go into the world of the Maharal to see how this whole beautiful masterpiece of Hashem, it all does fit together and make sense. That's what the krisa, kares, is the richuk by connecting oneself to the arayas. V'hinei ha-mitzvah se'elu, these mitzvahs, shehim maisim gashmiyim. Now, once again, remember, we were discussing in the previous parak as well, in the previous topic, in this parak as well, which is the same topic. How could it be, the philosophers were bothered, how could it be a physical act connect to Hashem? How could that be? Hashem is not physical, right? So how can a physical act do something connect us to Hashem? So he says, V'hinei ha-mitzvah se'ilu. This is their physical actions. There is no question in light of the way we've been explaining that they create a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because Hashem was mitzvah, take the lulav on the first day of Sukkot, eat matzah on the first day of Pesach, don't eat chametz on Pesach. And all of this creates the dibuk bo yizbarach, the connection ki yehem tziruf ha-nefesh kasher yesh la'odem ha-izdamus le-boiroi. There is a refinement of the person. It refines his neshama, his nefesh, when the person acts in a similar way that Hashem behaves. Hashem does chesed, and as we discuss, Hashem does, if you will, the mitzvahs, as the Gemara tells us. The tefillin Hashem and says, "Mikamcha Yisrael," right? How great is my nation, Klal Yisrael? But one who's chayte, one who does the opposite, one who doesn't do the mitzvahs, he does the averus. This person separates himself from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just to take what he's saying over here and apply what we learned earlier in the Sefer, the Maharal explained to us that the greatest mitzvah, Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam, is that in the mitzvah itself, it's called Kulei Sichli. It's only spiritual. There's no physical aspect to Talmud Torah. You tell me, yes, there's a physical book with papers and words written on it. No, that's not the point. Every other mitzvah has a physical component to it. We're not discussing the machshava right now. Every other mitzvah, we're talking ma'asiyos, right? Every mitzvah, you take the lulav, you put in the tefillin, and these are extremely important mitzvahs. And we're just talking the whole time that's how we connect to Hashem. But the highest level of connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam, the highest level, the greatest way to connect to Hashem is Talmud Torah. Davening is also not physical. And the Gemara has a discussion. Should be davening all day? You learn all day, right? Nonetheless, Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam, right? Davening is not physical. Davening is very good, very good. The Gemara in fact says that, as Rav Gadali is pointing out. The Gemara says davening is for this world. Davening is chayisha. That's the lashon in the Gemara. Meaning this world, this moment. Limud HaTorah is Netzach. Now obviously the tefillahs that you daven also are Netzach Netzachim, that's true, the mitzvahs of it. But the tefillah is referred to Chayusha. So we're going to stop here. Let's have a quick chazara of the main points of the paragraphs we discussed over here, where it's specifically with the maisim of the mitzvahs, the actions of the mitzvahs, which purifies and refines the nefesh, irrelevant of how we know how this happens, that's what takes place. And then we discussed his damus, the following in the footsteps, acharei shemakechem telchu, going after the ways of Hashem. When we try to follow in the ways of Hashem, which means the mitzvahs themselves, we replicate another impression of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here in this world. And that's why it's a horrific chil Hashem when people behave, whether it's in business, and they're not honest in business. That's not Hashem. Hashem says, Lo yisigzol, don't steal. Lo yisignoiv, don't steal. Don't do anything incorrect in the business world, ben al chaveri. Don't do the wrong thing. When you do something wrong, you are distancing yourself from me. The averus mevius richuk mi Hashem. These averus, all averus, create a distance, a separation, a krisa between us and the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that's how he explained the arayas. The arayas is when the person is focusing on the chomer, the physical, the chomer, the physicality, the guf, as opposed to the nefesh, the spirituality, that we don't see but is inside of us. Now that which is hidden, which is so beautiful, is much more precious. Which what things people have in their vault, in their safe, they don't publicize that and tell everybody what's in there. Because if they do, everybody's going to want it now. They're going to go get it from them, right? The neshama, the nefesh, is inside of us, inside the guf. That's what's so precious and hidden from everyone else. We have to make sure we properly protect it by connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the approach that he said, which is the mitzvahs. Which are the mitzvahs of Hashem.